Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
0345-6060-973. And of course, I suppose some people in this country will say, well, if the United States has done this, maybe Britain should consider its position as a member of UNESCO as well. 0345-6060-973. Well, the Trump administration has apparently been preparing for a withdrawal for months, and a decision, though a decision wasn't expected until the end of the year. Several diplomats who were to have been posted to the mission this summer were told that their positions were on hold and they were advised to seek other jobs. Now, when we talk about Israel, you always get very sort of entrenched views on both sides. There don't seem to be any shades of grey. And I wonder on this whether we're going to get the same thing here, where people say, well, of course there's anti-Israel bias. Then other people say, no, of course there isn't. The United Nations is drawn from all over the world, and individual countries are perfectly at liberty to make their views clear. But this is the United States is withdrawing ostensibly because of alleged anti-Israel bias. Do you see this not just in UNESCO, but maybe other international organisations as well? 0345-6060-973. Or sometimes do you think, well, this idea of bias, we can find it in all sorts of places, and we see it, well, everyone in the media is always accused of bias. You just sort of rub yourself down and just get on with the job, and you're never going to convince people who always think that there is bias. I wonder whether this is the same in the international world as well, where you just have to accept that some countries are always going to be against you and just ignore it and move on. Or do you think the United States has sent a very, very powerful signal here and it's done exactly the right thing because organisations like UNESCO should not discriminate against countries like Israel? Do you think this anti-Israel bias, this alleged anti-Israel bias, is imagined or real? Give me a call, 0345-6060-973. You can text me 84850, tweet at LBC, or of course you can follow me on Twitter at Ian Dale. That's, of course, IAINDALE. I think The fact that this has happened before under Ronald Reagan and the United States withdrew under rejoined under George W. Bush means that it will probably rejoin at some point. But what would UNESCO have to do to encourage the United States to rejoin? Now, in October, Israel suspended cooperation after the agency adopted a draft resolution that Israel said denied the deep historic Jewish connection to holy sites in Jerusalem. Well, why would you do that? Why would you deny a Jewish connection to the holy sites in Jerusalem? I mean, it sounds idiotic, doesn't it? But if you're an international organisation, it's even more idiotic, because you have to surely approach these things in an independent way and not take sides. Now, it was a controversial thing when they admitted Palestine to UNESCO back in, what was it, 2013, I think it was. A lot of countries thought that that should not have been done. A lot of countries failed to recognise the Palestinian statehood. Now, I don't particularly want to get into Palestinian statehood, but I mean, clearly there are allegations here that UNESCO is discriminating against Israel. Why would you do that as an international organisation? 0345 6060 973. Let's go to Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Simon, what has driven this?
Well, I mean, Ian, history is a funny thing, isn't it? Listeners who are even older than you and I are may remember that back in 1984, it was then President Ronald Reagan who first pulled the United States out of UNESCO. But at the time, Israel wasn't the issue at all. Then he was accusing UNESCO of basically being a creature of Moscow. It was on the Soviet Union's side in the Cold War, and the United States argued that it couldn't get a fair shake at this United Nations educational, scientific and cultural organization. Then, as you said, George W. Bush took the United States back into UNESCO. By the time he did that, the Cold War, of course, was over. Russia, the former Soviet states, had reshaped themselves, and George Bush won a good deal of applause for taking America back into UNESCO. Things ran into trouble for the US and UNESCO back in 2011. President Barack Obama was, of course, in office then, and he took the decision to cut American funding for the organization after UNESCO gave membership to the Palestinians, gave them a seat at the table. I remember we covered the story on that very day here on LBC. It was a big deal because UNESCO became the first United Nations organization. There are others that have since allowed the Palestinians to play a much larger role than they were previously allowed to play. Now along comes the Trump administration, and in concert with a broader, more isolationist approach to foreign policy, almost certainly this time tomorrow, you and I are going to be discussing President Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. We think he's going to announce that in about 24 hours' time. He's threatening to withdraw from NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. He's ripping up agreements left and right, threatening to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Accords. Now here is Donald Trump saying, we're out of UNESCO, and we're out of UNESCO for three reasons. Mounting arrears that the United States has financially to UNESCO. It owes the organization more than $500 million, and we know that Rex Tillerson doesn't want the State Department getting any deeper into debt. Secondly, it argues that UNESCO is in need of fundamental reform. It believes that the architecture of the organization is wrong and needs to be demolished and rebuilt. And thirdly, of course, there's this claim of anti-Israel bias, focused as it is on that decision last July to name Hebron in the West Bank a World Heritage Site, but also focused on other moves that have been taken by UNESCO's executive board, which, when in the past couple of years they've referred to the holiest of holy sites in Jerusalem, they've only used the Islamic names for what the Israelis refer to as the Temple Mount. And so all of that led to Israel saying, well, we've had enough with UNESCO, and now Donald Trump doing exactly the same. The US, by the way, will stay in UNESCO until the very end of the year. This only kicks in on January the 1st, but the announcement coming today was a surprise and a bit of a bombshell, although I think we did always know that there was a possibility that by January of next year, the US would be out.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. I think I said earlier that Hebron was clearly in the state of Israel. It's actually, I misread this, it's in the southern part of the occupied Palestinian territories. But you can understand also why that would have caused a problem for Israel, I guess.